Welcome to another episode of On.net. My name is Jeremy Lickness, and I'm here with Justin Clairbert, who's going to tell us a little bit about a tool that's very important for web developers called Library Manager, or LibMan for short. To begin with, though, Justin, why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Great. Thanks for having me on, Jeremy. My name is Justin Clairbert. I'm the program manager in the web tools in Visual Studio. And I'm here today because I'm very excited to announce and talk about Library Manager, which is a new feature we've built to assist with web development in Visual Studio. Library Manager's purpose is to allow web developers to easily acquire client-side library files that they need to use inside their web projects.
Okay.
Great examples include jQuery, Bootstrap, files that users often want to have inside their web projects. Typically, there have been ways of fetching those files by going to the internet and downloading them manually, copying them from a previous project, or using some other tools. Previously, we had a tool that we supported called Bower, and that allowed you to bring in those files. Bower's been deprecated, so we wanted to come up with a new solution that we owned and controlled that would allow web developers to fetch these files. And so we invented Library Manager.
Okay.
Originally, it was one of Mads Christensen's brainchilds, and we took it on board and have now implemented it into the product.
Okay, great.
Would you like to see a demonstration of how
it
works?
I would love to see that. So you're saying this is built into Visual Studio?
That's right. Library Manager is now available with Visual Studio 2017 from version 15.8 onwards.
Okay, and so I'm a web developer. I'm a .NET web developer. I want to start a new project. What do I do with Library Manager?
Great. Well, let's have a look. So what I have open in front of me now is a basic web application. It just has one page. It says, hello world. But I'd like to bring more into this web application. I'd like to bring some client-side library files in. So first I'm going to bring in Bootstrap. The way Library Manager works from inside Visual Studio is if you right-click on the project or any folder, you can choose Add and then Client-Side Library. That opens the UI that lets us choose which libraries we want to bring in. In this instance, I'm going to look for Twitter Bootstrap. IntelliSense shows me some similarly named items, and when I press Tab, it auto-populates it with the latest version. In this case, I can see it's version 4.13. I'm happy with all that, and it's suggested that I put it in the /lib/twitter/bootstrap directory.
Okay.
Nice and clean. I'll say Install. As I do that, it runs the libman restore operation, which you can see in my output window has brought in lots of files, and they are now available in my project here. And these are all the files from Twitter Bootstrap that it's brought in.
Okay.
So that's the basic case, just adding in a simple library, but there's more configuration you can do. For a start, let's say we wanted to bring in jQuery on a different version. So again, I can add client-side library, choose jQuery, press Tab, and I get the latest version. But I can actually filter to different versions, and let's say I want 3.2.0. Tab out of that, and I can see all the files available there. Now, I might not want all the files in this library.
Sure.
Sometimes I just want one or two.
Right.
In this case, when using the CDNJS provider, you can choose specific files, and we will suggest jQuery.min.js. And that's come because it's looked into the package that this library came from, and it knows this is the recommended file. I'd like that, but I also want the jQuery min and the slim. So I'm going to take those files there, and I can choose where the files go. By default, it's going to suggest a folder name that matches the library name. But just for fun, I might just want this to be in a lib directory, and I'll say install. So now all those files are going to get dumped into this lib directory here. Also, interestingly, you can see that it's created a file called libman.json. This is the Library Manager manifest. This is where it stores and records all the information about the libraries that we bring into your project. And here you can see the two that we've created already. First, there was Twitter Bootstrap 4.1.3, and then there was jQuery. And in this case, it's listed files. If no files are listed, it just brings down all the files. And you can see those are here. You can make edits to this file to work with the libraries that are there. And in this case, I've decided I want my jQuery back in the /lib/ root directory. And you can see IntelliSense offers the folders that are available in your project.
Okay.
When I save this, it automatically triggers a restore, which then removes those old files and brings them back into this directory here. So
now what I'm seeing, this is pulling down files and making it easy for me to grab packages off the web. Does it do anything with the way that I build or deploy my applications? Is it affecting how these are packaged up and sent out, or is it more just for pulling down at compile time?
That's a good question. Its primary purpose is for acquiring files at design time.
Okay.
However, it does have the benefit of assisting with publishing, more so much in the source control, in that all these library files, which are common and easily fetched from everywhere, don't necessarily need to be committed to the repo when you're just committing. And soon I'll be showing you how we can clean these files and enable restore on build. But we'll get to that in a moment.
Okay, sounds great.
How about I show you some more features of the libman tool?
Okay.
So where were we? I've shown you the basic, we've done versions. Let's have a look at the different providers. By default, we've recommended the CDNJS provider because it has a nice way of summarizing and giving you small subsets of files that you need. But there are two other providers in the box. We have the unpackaged provider, which has an even larger array of libraries available.
Okay.
They pull them directly from NPM. In this case, let's have a look at the difference. I can search for jQuery here, version 3.3.1. And if we look at the, wait a little while for it to bring all the files in, as it's actively downloading these files right now, and we can see that there's a lot of files. If we used unpackage for jQuery, we'd get all of these files. And in the past, this has been the way some people have done it before, and then you can manually pluck the files you want and put them in the directories
right.
you need.
This is actually pulling down the source to jQuery, which we probably don't need, right? We just want to use the library.
Exactly, that's right. But it's nice to know that it's there if you need it. Another provider that we've given is the file system provider. This is useful if you happen to have files on an internal server or on your own machine.
Sure.
In this case, I've got my own library sitting on my C drive. So I'm going to look for C, libs, and what's called my calendar. So I'm going to choose the my calendar. There it is. And so I can use the file system provider to bring files from another folder and copy them into my web application here. So those are the different features of the add library, client-side library UI with the providers, the libraries. It's worth noting that there's a format that we follow for libraries and versions, which you've seen me use already, and that is the library name with an at,
right,
followed by the version. And that's fairly consistent across usages of many of these client-side library management tools.
Is there a way to ask for just the latest jQuery, or do you specify a specific version every time?
We must specify a version so that when somebody tries to restore this in a year's time, it knows which version to pull
down. It's the right version, and there's no surprises because it changed.
Correct, but we do help you find the latest version by offering it to you by default. So as soon as you type jQuery and press tab, we automatically offer the latest version. Speaking of versions, it would be interesting to see how we can manage the different versions inside the library manifest file. So I'm going to jump over now and show you some of the things that we can do in the libman manifest file.
Okay.
So first, if you want to delete a library, this is where you do it. You could just delete the files straight from here, but then they'll be restored on build.
Right.
So instead, you can simply just delete the library block. When you press save, it triggers a restore, and that removes the offending files. Another thing you can do is if you want to delete a library, you can click and use the light bulb here to uninstall Twitter Bootstrap.
Okay.
That will remove that library entry and take the files away from the project. Third thing you can do from inside here is to use the light bulb, which is available on Alt-Enter if you see it, and then check for updates. It's just discovered there's a later version of jQuery, and if I choose this stable version, it will update the libman manifest, and when I save, it restores, and now I get the latest version over here.
So question about this too, not to jump ahead if you're going to cover this, but some packages have dependencies on other packages, right? Is this just pulling down the full package tree because that's what's on the provider network, or does it do any looking through to other dependencies?
That's a really good question, and a clear distinction between our tool and many of the others out there is that Library Manager does not do dependency management. So if your Bootstrap requires a certain version of jQuery or jQuery validation, it's up to you to make sure you get the right versions of those tools.
but then you're locked in with the manifest and you're guaranteed to pull those down because it's described right there.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
So, what else can we do here? Before I move off, I'll show you that we have IntelliSense inside the libman JSON file. So you can create new libraries. First, it's a good idea to choose your provider if you're going to pick another provider. And you can see that we have the different providers available there. But if you are using the same provider that's currently registered as the default provider, then it's redundant and you don't need to declare a provider. But you can just go straight into library and say Bootstrap and watch as the IntelliSense assists you there. Again, with the versions, if you want to choose a destination, then you can put a destination in here and it's helping me to choose the folders that I have available today.
Nice.
And I'll put that into Bootstrap. One other thing you can do is you can declare a default destination. Let's say you want everything to go into scripts. Then you don't need to put a destination in any of your
And it's just going to name it as the package name underneath that folder?
No.
Or is it flattening it out?
It won't. It'll put everything in that directory.
Okay.
So if you want something under that, then you put in a subdirectory underneath that.
Got it.
So I'll clear out those changes. And if I'd have saved this file, it would have brought that down. But I'm not going to. I'm going to delete that. Hit save. Now, there's a couple more things that we've introduced into the Visual Studio UI to allow us to work with Libman. And that is to clean, restore, and enable restore on build. So here I have my jQuery library. But if I'm going to check these files into source control, I don't need these files. So I want to clean this library. And I can right-click on the libman JSON file inside the Solution Explorer and choose Clean Client-Side Libraries. That deletes all those files from there.
Okay.
They're still available in my manifest. So now, if I right-click, I can restore client-side libraries, and all those files will come right back.
So this has taken something that we might have done manually in the past and just automating it for us using the manifest.
That's the idea, yes. Very similar, I suppose, to how NuGet will restore server-side packages when you need. Now, if we want this to restore the files on build so the user doesn't have to come in and manually click this and say restore or open this file and save, we can enable the setting enable restore client-side libraries on build. What that will do is bring a NuGet package into the project,
okay,
which will cause it to trigger a restore each time the files are built. So I've just set that. Now you'll see under the dependencies node, there's a new NuGet reference for librarymanager.build. So now, if I clean these files, simply by kicking off a build, it should restore those files back into my project. And there they are.
Very good.
All right, thanks. As well as the tooling we provided within Visual Studio, we also provided a CLI, a command line interface, for dealing with Library Manager.
Okay.
The command line interface is very important for three main reasons. There are times when you must use the CLI. One of them is if you're working cross-platform, as Visual Studio tooling is only available in Windows at the moment.
Sure.
Another reason is if you're not working in a web project. If you don't have a CS proj that's associated with a web project type, Libman won't run inside Visual Studio. So in those cases, you can trigger Libman from the command line.
Okay.
And a third sort of a tricky situation is if you want to bring in multiple different versions of the same library or have different library manager file for separate subsections or folders of your project, you can have as many Libman files as you like, one per folder. And if you execute libman commands from that folder, it will execute libman commands on that file.
Okay.
So for those three reasons, it's handy to have the CLI available. And to demonstrate the CLI, today we've brought in the engineer responsible for building it, Praful. And so if it's all right, I'd like to hand over to Praful so he can demonstrate how we use the CLI for libman.
Sounds great.
Thank you, Justin. So here I have Visual Studio code on an empty folder. As Justin mentioned, we don't need a CS proj to work with the CLI for Library Manager. So the Library Manager CLI is built as a global tool for .NET Core.
Okay.
So you can install it as a global tool using the command .NET tool install. The package name is microsoft.web.librarymanager.cli. And you need to install it as a global tool, so -g. I already have it installed on this machine. So once you have installed, all you have to do is type libman and you have the command ready to run.
Oh, so this is great. So if I'm doing .NET Core development, for example, on a Linux machine or a Mac, and I'm not using Visual Studio, I can just pull in the CLI.
Exactly.
And that's going to give me the suite of commands.
Yes.
Fantastic.
And the CLI basically gives you access to all the features that Justin just showed in Visual Studio. So let's start by, so this is an empty folder, so let's start by installing a library called jQuery. So here you'll notice that I'm just typing jQuery because I want to install the latest version.
Okay.
I'm not providing a version for it. So it's asking me for a default provider and suggesting CDNJS. I'm just going to say yes to that. And it's also recommending that I put the jQuery library inside a folder named lib/jQuery, which is the package name for this library. So I'm going to say yes to that. And we have the lib folder created here with jQuery files inside it and a libman.json manifest file, which has the jQuery with the version 3.3.1, even though I did not specify which version I wanted here. So it basically pulls down the latest version for jQuery.
Okay.
So let's install another one for, let's say, require.js. And for whatever reason, I'm not installing the latest version for this. I'm installing 2.3.0. And I also want to, so as before you saw that it asked you for a destination because I did not provide one on the command line. But I can do that by passing hyphen D. So I'm just going to say lib and require. So here it won't prompt me for that. I could have changed on the prompt as well.
Okay.
So the syntax for giving the name and version is similar to what we do in Visual Studio. It's basically operating on the same libman file. So you could basically take the libman file that is generated by the CLI and use it in Visual Studio and vice versa as well.
Okay, that's great.
So let's add one more. So libman install Twitter Bootstrap.
And what it does, the first time you use it, it's going to create the manifest file for you. And then after that, it's smart enough to just add or remove entries.
Yep. So Bootstrap is added. So it's pretty easy to add libraries. So let's say we want to update require.js to the latest version. So for that, we just have a different command, libman update, and then just the library name. So this will update it to the latest. If we wanted to update it to a specific version, we could do that as well using 2.3.1. And that would update it to 2.3.1, but let's just update it to the latest one. So here you see it is updated to 2.3.6. And it is also restoring at the same time to bring in the latest files. Right, so let's go back here. So another thing that you would do using the CLI is uninstall a library that you have installed. So let's uninstall Twitter Bootstrap. So the command is again libman uninstall and the library name that you want to uninstall. Hit enter and it removes that, removes the files that were added because of that particular library. And then the clean and restore operations are also available on the CLI. So you just say libman clean, and it removes all the files that were restored because of this manifest, but maintains the manifest as it was. And then when you want those files back, you just have to do libman restore, and you have all the files back.
So it sounds like if I have a build pipeline and I don't use MS Build for this, I can still use Library Manager because I can use the command line tool and just script the restore as part of my build process.
Correct.
Great. That's fantastic. Now, one of the things I've noticed, we've talked a few times, I'd notice it from the syntax for the packages, and you mentioned it earlier about NPM as a package manager. Can we talk a little bit about other solutions that are out there and how they may or may not compare?
Absolutely. There are alternative solutions for package management. NPM is very popular and has been well used and is well used today in the community. People have asked whether or not libman will replace NPM and have expressed concerns about it not doing everything NPM does. And the fact is libman was never intended to replace NPM or Yarn or some of the other package manager systems out there. It's simply a new one that we've built to replace Bower originally.
Sure.
And its purpose is simply to fetch client-side library files and place them in your project. That's something that, that second part, placing them in your project, is something that's not currently covered by any other tool today. So people cover it with, let's say you use NPM to bring your files down and then use Grunt or Gulp to place them in the correct place. Libman offers both client-side library acquisition as well as placement. So what we say is if you're happy using NPM, continue to do so. There's no need to change. If you were using Bower, you'd probably want to move off, and Libman's a good solution for that.
Sure, and it sounds like if I'm a .NET developer and I'm building a project that doesn't have Node in it, for example, why bring in a dependency if I've got a tool that's integrated directly into the tool
set? That's one of the main benefits of using Libman, is that if you don't need NPM or Node for anything, then you can keep your projects clean and you don't need to bring in all sorts of external tools that you just don't need in just to pull jQuery.min.js into your project.
Nice, very good.
So users can fetch Library Manager today, as it's now available in version 15.7 of Visual Studio 2017. And if they want to get hold of Library Manager, the tools are available in the ASP.NET and web development workloads, which I have up on my screen to show you. If you run through the Visual Studio installer and you have the ASP.NET and web development workload showing, then it will come with Libman and all the tools for Library Manager. The other way to acquire Libman is to fetch it from the CLI, as we spoke about earlier, at NuGet. You can go and get the Library Manager CLI directly from NuGet. We also have, Library Manager is open source.
Okay.
So you can see what we're building, and you can engage with us through the issues on GitHub. So we're running a Library Manager project on GitHub at asp.net/librarymanager. And if you have any feedback or want to make some comments, there's an issues register, and you can see the code that we're building and even pull live updates and run it yourself. Other than that, I'd say the docs are available. So if you need more help, consult the Microsoft docs for Libman.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing this with us. And it's interesting to see a tool that not only integrates with Visual Studio if I'm a right click and kind of add a project and that's my workflow versus a command line tool set. So appreciate you demoing that and sharing with us Library Manager.
Perfect. Thanks for having us in.
Thanks for having us here.
Thank you. Yep.